Just a reminder, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Celeste Headlee, and it's time now for music.
I drink at every vine. The last was like the first.
You're listening to the work of composer, arranger, and pianist Margaret Bonds. She died in 1972, and today would have been her 100th birthday. Now, Margaret Bonds is perhaps near the top of the very short list of African-American women classical composers. Thanks to her partnerships with people like poet Langston Hughes and soprano Leontine Price, she's remembered in some circles as a very important figure in American composition. But for most of the country, she's been forgotten.
It's amazing that people don't know who she was, although she was quite well known in her time.
That's Louise Toppin. She's an opera singer and a voice professor at the University of North Carolina, and she hosted a Margaret Bonds symposium there this weekend.
Margaret Bonds was born in Chicago. Mother was a pianist, father was a physician. She's born into the time where you have jazz musicians from the Great Migration have come to Chicago. You have classical musicians that are also there, so it's a very rich musical environment. And she was noted as a pianist in her time, which people have forgotten that part too. She was the first African-American to play with the Chicago Symphony as a pianist on her senior year of college. That's extraordinary.
What you're describing is her coming of age, but at the same time, that choice to not only become a composer, but to compose classical music had to have been tough for her. Tell me exactly what led her to decide to write classical music.
She once described her stuff, some of her pieces, as it's jazzy, it's bluesy, it's spiritual, and Tchaikovsky rolled into one. And she studied with Florence Price, the African-American symphonic composer. And so with the influence of Price and some of the others who were now bringing African-American spirituals and folk music into the symphonic tradition, she was actually growing up at a time when that exploration was beginning to happen.
So let's talk a little bit about specific compositions. Troubled Water, this is one of the most performed compositions that she wrote. You're going to hear it's her take on the well-known spiritual Wade in the Water. Tell me about this piece.
It's a fabulous piece, and it was one of those that is published. What people don't know, so much of Margaret Bonds' works are still unpublished. I actually learned it when I was about 10 years old as a pianist. It was the first composition my piano teacher gave me.
She gave you Troubled Water? You must have been quite the pianist at age 10.
I was a pretty good pianist. She gave me that, and I was fascinated as a child to see a composition by an African-American because I hadn't. And as I started to learn the piece and the jazz influence, the extended techniques, you have to have a feel for jazz to play that piece, but you also get a good sense of what a fine pianist Margaret Bonds had to have been to play that.
Speaking with Louise Toppin, she teaches voice at the University of North Carolina. We're talking about composer and arranger Margaret Bonds, who was born 100 years ago today. Let's talk a little bit more about her lifelong collaboration with Langston Hughes. These two were very good friends, and she wrote many things based on his poems. So first, let's take a listen here. We'll begin with Langston Hughes himself reading from his poem, I Too.
I too sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong.
So now let's hear how that transformed once Margaret Bonds set it to music.
I too sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to kitchen when company comes,
Langston Hughes like about Margaret Bond's settings?
I think that because they had a personal relationship, a friendship, they actually worked collaboratively for so long and knew each other. And she loved the way he told the story of African Americans in Harlem during this time, because one of the things that was important to Bonds was to promote not only her own compositions, but just the pride she had in African American artists.
Nobody'll dare say to me, eat in the kitchen there.
A lot of people were drawn to her as an arranger. Leontine Price commissioned her as an arranger, among many, many others.
Absolutely.
She often crafted works specifically for who was going to be performing them. And I think that's true of the thing she composed for Leontine Price. Can you explain what we hear in these pieces that was specifically for Leontine?
He's Got the Whole World in His Hand, for instance. She explores the richness of Leontine's ability to communicate in the lower register.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the
And then she gives you this wonderful climactic last section when she says, he's got you and me right in his hands. She knew how to build that energy and that enthusiasm to the highest point of Leontine Price's range. And she gives her a moment to really let go and bring the energy that you found in the church.
Ask you a personal question, because you know the real tragedy for Amy Louise is that it's not like we now are surrounded by a plethora of African American female composers. Even now,
right.
Margaret Bonds is one of the rare few, even today.
Yes.
Describe for me that moment when you were 10 years old and your piano teacher sets a piece of music before you that's not Bach and is not Mozart and wasn't written by somebody from long ago or who looks nothing like you, but was another dark-skinned American woman. What was that like?
The fact that I can remember it tells you the impact that it had on me. I was floored. It set me on the path to find out more about Margaret Bonds, believe it or not, as a child. So that pride and that interest in her started my path of looking for more of her stuff, but also looking for women composers and recognizing that they are a rare commodity, but they have a voice in our musical culture and musical life. And she made very strong statements with the music that she wrote.
Louise Toppin teaches voice at the University of North Carolina Department of Music. We've been talking about composer and arranger Margaret Bonds. She was born 100 years ago today. You can find a link to the Margaret Bonds Symposium at our website, nprmusic.org. Ms. Toppin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To fling my arms wide in some place in the sun, to whirl and to dance till the white day is done, then rest.
Our program is directed today by Becky Hersher and produced by Phil Harrell. The staff includes Lily Percy, Amy Held, Acacia Squires, and Liz Baker. Our interns are Annie Russell and Rachel Rood. The technical director is Rob Berman. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Cullimore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai, our senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Celeste Headlee. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and scroll down. We're back next weekend. Until then, thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.